I just don't understand how this happens. But then part of me would like to see what this feels like. All right, two workers at an M&M factory had to be rescued from a vat of chocolate.
I saw that. Okay. Actually, I heard that they had to be cut out of the thing. So it sounds a little bit terrifying to me.
Well, isn't it hot? Like, I would think. So this happened at the M&M factory in Pennsylvania, where they do everything, all the chocolate, Hershey's, everything.
Okay.
So they got stuck. They couldn't get out. It was about waist high, the chocolate. And they could have drowned. And it took them a few hours to get them out. How could they not just lift them out? How did they get in there?
That stuff is thick, man. All right. It's serious. I don't know how they got in there. It's mysterious. Seems a little bit suspect. It's not like grapes where you're in there, you know, kind of stomping around on your own. At least I hope that's not how they're making M&Ms.
No.
Man, you ever get pulled into a swamp or something like that? Step in something that's really, you know, marshy? It's hard to get your feet out. You got to duct tape your shoes to your ankles if you want to go ahead and walk away with that stuff.
I don't know. I know there's part of this that is terrifying. And like, if you're in the situation, I'm sure it's horrible.
Yeah.
But there's also part of me that's like, I would just keep licking my arms. I would put my arms in and then I would carefully take them out. And then I would start like at the inner crease of my elbow and slowly lick up my arm. Like, just constantly until somebody got me out.
Imagine the sadness on people's face when, you know, they say right after they get them out of there, okay, great, they're alive. Now we got to wash this out. We got to get this out of here, right? Because all that's got to be trash at that point. If you're a firefighter, do you like take your helmet and like kind of scoop it a little bit?
I just bring a ladle.
Look, listen, they were standing right here. We put the tools to get them out right here. All this chocolate over here is good.
Have you ever been in a vat of anything?
I can't say that I have.
I have. I was in a vat of slime. I was part of the group that made the Guinness World Record for being in the biggest slime vat in the world.
Yeah.
I did it at the Javits Center in New York City a few years back. And me and my daughter did it. We were part of the hundreds of people that did it. We were up to, I would say, not up to our elbows, but we were up pretty far high.
Yeah.
If you've ever had to take slime out of your arm hair, there is nothing worse. It is like glue in your arm hair. It was awful.
All I can think about is you're coming out of that thing bare as a baby.
It was it was terrible. I would take the chocolate over the slime any day.